All right.
I hear lots of wind rustling.
Well, it's because it's a chilly night. It's a chilly winter or fall night here in Los Angeles.
I'm glad you have my blanket over you.
Well, you know, my favorite blanket of yours, the Barbra Streisand one, I can't find. I guess probably your ass ate it finally and said, I need to get gayer.
Hungry!
Papa, can you hear me?
My mouth is full.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Y'all, this is 90 Day Gays Patreon edition.
Patreon edition.
I feel this like this is episode number 3.
Yes, I know it says Patreon, but I feel like it's pirates. Like we should dress in pirate garb.
Welcome to the show, mateys.
I agree. You're just loud. Sorry.
You're turning me down, not you. You're turning me. There you go.
There. That's
there
better.
There you go.
Sorry. Your voice hurts my ears.
Well,
anyway, y'all.
Into that. Y'all, this is the 90 Day Gays. I'm Maddie, aka Matt Marr.
And I'm Poodle, aka Jake.
Anthony. Jake
Anthony.
Fucking Anthony.
Sorry.
His social is 472-51.
I prefer going by one name.
Fuck.
Like Cher.
You're not that famous yet.
323-868.
Book. Y'all, today.
Y'all, don't call that number. I have no idea who that is.
It's your mom. Not your mom. Somebody else's mom. It is. We're doing.
My mother was like, "Call. Who's calling me?
Who's calling me this late? Who calls after 9 o'clock? Who does that?"
My mother used to go off. My mother would pick up the phone and say to who I was talking with, she's like, "You know, nothing can be talked about after 10 p.m. That's good. There's nothing good you can talk about after 10 o'clock." And I still use that.
My mom would get on the phone and she would just say, "Matthew, it's after 10. We've talked about this."
Ooh.
And shame me for that. I would say, "Oh, I'm sorry." Because she thought I was talking to some girl trying to get pregnant. But she didn't know I was talking to some girl about that new Whitney Houston song, "I Want to Run to You."
Or about how to do French braiding better.
You know, I learned how to do French braiding when I was a sophomore in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Rachel Talaferro taught me, and she ended up going on doing Harrow.
The Talaferros,
y'all. I've talked about
again.
The Talaferros before. They were a big family in Lone Grove. Still
there's
are.
There's Tara Talaferro.
There's
Rachel Talaferro. There's Cody Talaferro.
I love Cody and Tara, our brother and sister. I love them. So sweet. He won Art Teacher of the Year in Texas. And he is gay. He's got a beautiful husband. Love them. Love them. Y'all, come at
Shut
us.
Up about the y'all, our roommate Lindsay and I could never understand what he was saying because he would go, "Tara Talaferro," blah, blah, blah. And then finally we was written out and it was like, "Tara Talaferro."
Talaferro.
Yeah, and it was like, but no, Tara Talaferro.
A lot of people even say Tara Talaver.
We never knew what it was.
Nobody ever knew.
And because he was Tara Talaferro, she would blah, 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 blah.
You know,
blah.
One time Tara Talaferro put Heather Harris Horn in her place.
Y'all, have not talked about Heather Harris Horn.
That's its own Patreon.
There's going to be a whole Patreon episode about a girl Maddie grew up with named Heather Harris Horn.
Y'all, sometimes we feel like, come at us if you just want us to do a podcast called Southern Stories. Sometimes
y'all,
I think we could.
I've got a lot of stories.
We've got so many.
Stories about the old kind of quasi-homeless man who walked around with a Bilo bag on his walker.
What's a Bilo bag?
Bilo is the store.
That's like your 7-Eleven's there, right?
Yeah. No, it's Bilo is a supermarket.
How's that spelled?
B-I-L-O.
Whoa. Wow. Oh, literally, Bilo.
I gotta go with the Bilos.
Wow. And they put an S on it like people do Walmarts?
Yeah.
Wow.
Strangely enough, we don't say Walmarts. We say, I have to go to Walmart.
Everybody calls it Wally World where I'm from.
Somehow, that's singular. But if I'm going to say, I have to go to JCPenney's, that's possessive.
Well, JCPenney's, it's not
and
possessive.
So is Belk's.
So is Kroger's.
People
say Kroger's where I'm from.
I don't know. I would say the store near me is Winn-Dixie. We would say, I got to go to Winn-Dixie.
No, Winn-Dixie was singular.
Yeah.
My grandma Hazel would go
but
to Winn-Dixie.
But Bilo's is plural. I got to go to Bilo's.
She said they had the best beef because of those commercials. Y'all, we're talking about Before the 90 Days, season one, episode.
What are we doing?
Season one, episode.
How did we get here?
Let me say the episode. Season one, episode 3, Language of Love. Language of Love. Boy,
Excuse me.
Really beautiful.
Sounds asthmatic.
More like language of asthma.
Y'all, we're going to jump right in.
Let's jump right
in. To our girl Darcy, y'all.
Oh, Darcy.
So, Darcy is there with
nice head.
Darcy is there with Jesse, and Jesse says, "This is a canal, otherwise known as a canal."
A canal.
Canal.
Mm-hmm. She lands in Amsterdam, y'all. She's in Amsterdam, and she's there to get high as fuck, but on love.
Which is everyone goes to Amsterdam to do hash.
I don't think Darcy did. That would fuck with her fillers.
I like it how she describes what she's having is a whirlwind of emotions, and I'm like, that's what we call Darcy, is a whirlwind of emotions.
that's her middle name. What's your name?
I'm having so
Darcy,
much emotion.
Darcy Whirlwind. What's your last name? So many emotions.
So she meets Jesse, who is, quote, tall, handsome, looks like a supermodel.
Looks like a supermodel. My new Amsterdam man.
I don't think he looks like a supermodel.
I think he looks like King Friday on fucking...
And we talked about, y'all, last time, he's wearing so much makeup.
It's ironic.
He's contouring his hairline.
We're just going to... This isn't in order, but we're just dumping into this. He is contouring his hairline. He also is wearing bronzer and shading his massive forehead.
He is. He's got a five head.
And he is criticizing Darcy on the way she puts on makeup and the way she looks. And he literally says the line is like, I just think natural is so much more beautiful. She's so beautiful. Why do you want to mess with it? And then I'm
Why
like...
Why does your Jesse sound Russian?
Because they all sound Russian. And I'm like, look in the fucking mirror, dude.
I'm going to do him from now on because it's not in your wheelhouse, but it's fine.
It's fine. But it's fine. People knew who I was talking to. All my European men, basically, y'all, are Russian. I just want to put that out there. That's how they're going to go. Unless you want me to do Scottish or Irish, then I can do my Sean Connery impression. And
no,
that
please
will
no.
sound like Sean Connery's on the show. You'll hear it later.
I like how she, Darcy says, you know, it's just a fairy tale. It's a dream come true. It's the same kind of princess dream. And every other epithet about Oprah and every other Instagram comment, just an Instagram post.
She's not even Oprah, y'all. She's like Tamara Hall right now. Tamara Hall, like that. She's not even like that.
You know what? Even Tamara Hall would be offended you said that.
I like Tamara Hall, okay, but she gets a little like that too. I'm trying to think. She's almost more like like Wendy Williams. And Wendy Williams, God love
That's
her for
good.
What she does. But she's not an advice giver. She's an entertainer.
Yep, I agree with
even
that.
Even Oprah would be like, this bitch needs to get real.
So they show up, they go to Darcy's.
Do me real! Boom, boom.
They go to Jesse's Eurotrash apartment building, and it's very like set all over with that really lime green color that only black women can wear.
I said in our y'all, because we do the video where we watch this for the first time, we had some very strong reactions to this video.
It hurt my eyes.
I screamed, "It looks like a WeWork building."
And I said, it's burning my brain.
And you did say, it's burning my brain. It was very bright. It attacked us.
In the same thing where she's like, yeah, you got yourself a little wifey.
For 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks. Can you imagine Darcy living with you for 6 weeks, y'all? After week one, you'd be like, you need to be out whenever I'm here.
It would be like with like being with a like Chardo with like depression. And,
it's bad.
No, not even, because Charles at least joyous.
So anyway,
there really, I will say, there really isn't anyone else like Darcy in the world.
No, there's not.
There really is not.
But at the same time, I feel for her so much. Like, I want her to find love, and I want her to be happy. What is that? Is it that she's so pathetic?
You know what? I think so. But I think it says she's so pathetic is that Darcy says, I wear my heart on my sleeve. What she actually means is...
No. Well, she hands her heart for someone to destroy.
Well, what I was going to say is, what she's saying is Darcy has no emotional filter. So
none.
Everything she feels, she immediately has to vomit. And what I'm...
I get that.
Because when... Think about when you were... I mean, granted, I think you and I were probably a little more confident than Darcy, as is 90% of the population. But when you started dating in your 20s, like, you do have a little bit of... You'll start dating with somebody, you'll talk to them, and it might be, like, the second date, and you think, oh, I hope they like me. I hope, like, they... You know, I hope that maybe we... You start fantasizing a little bit.
Yeah,
because that's just our own insecurities.
But she projects it all.
No, but the thing is we have the wherewithal... to not say that out loud. We hold
back. And
Darcy
is just like, so this looks like a great place for a proposal. Like,
exactly.
You know, it's
where
like
Darcy
wonderful.
Can't, she almost, she doesn't have the filter to repress anything. So it just gets shooting out.
Do you think that's not having any filter or just desperation?
Oh, I think it's total desperation. I think it's total desperation to be liked.
Yeah, because everything for her is such high stakes. Like, she's literally seeing her life thinking, I'm going to die at age 50. I need to propagate with more kids, or I
don't
need
even
to find
think
love.
It's propagate. I think it's just I need to feel like
that fairy tale.
I mean, she puts it in the fairy tale. I think Darcy lives in the fairy tale because if she lives in the real world and in her feelings, she feels like it will destroy her.
I get that.
So it's always let me think outside of myself and not in myself.
Well, we moved.
Y'all, we just got deep on
Darcy.
Speaking
of moving into something, Jesse's like, I think you should put on a blindfold.
And then Darcy, never done this before. Yeah, bitch.
No, she's done it
before. Yeah, Darcy, I don't believe that shit.
My lashes.
My lashes. Oh, my lashes. Darcy,
and
girl.
And then she kept saying, carry me through the threshold. It's across the threshold, you dumb bitch.
It's across.
Everyone knows
and
that.
And also, Darcy, surprise when the blindfold's off. It's a studio apartment the size of a tin can.
And it's the most Euro trash thing you've ever seen. There's like weird female sculptures. There's lighting that we had from Club Alto.
With the balloon light.
Yeah.
I literally put on here props to the cameraman or the editor for keeps going back to that women's statue. They went back to that like seven times.
It's disturbing.
Now, you fucked a lot of people in Amsterdam. I mean, visited Amsterdam.
I've only fucked one guy in Amsterdam.
Please. It was probably like three guys, both named Savannah, and you just combined them into one. Anyway.
The problem was I was only there completely for like three nights.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Is that though, we obviously his apartment looks super small to us. Is that a European? Is that just where Amsterdam is?
Every apartment in Europe is small.
Yeah. So it is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just smaller. But
everything is small.
It really did look
including
like...
Including the dicks, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all.
Unless you're French. And that's when
apparently in the Sissy Squad
y'all,
map.
Y'all, all the French guys I hooked up with, they could get it.
And that, in y'all, we had a map that someone posted in our Sissy Squad in France surprised us.
I cut my teeth in France, or I should say... cut my dick sucking skills.
Wow.
I was not disappointed by France.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all.
Marie, the baguettes. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I've been to Nice and I've been to Greece and I'd sip champagne on ice. I've been to paradise, but I've sucked a lot of dick.
Dicks. Yeah, that's true.
Come at us for that. If you know that song, that song is stupid, but yeah. I've never been to me.
But that is Darcy.
That is Darcy.
Darcy has actually never been to her.
That is the truth.
And no,
she has never been to her.
She's never been to her. And if she just, maybe that'll be the end of our season song. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Here I go. Here I go. Me again. So Darcy, later on, Darcy basically tells Jesse, yeah, I just guess I need to listen to you more.
Which is
a terrible thing to say.
You know why you feel empathetic for Darcy? In bringing that up? It's because not only is Darcy talks about like Darcy, and we see this now that we've seen Tom and in season three, and then we've seen this. Darcy,
I respect Tom so much more now.
A little bit more. However, I think what's sad is Darcy will take and accept whatever is given
to
her.
She will.
Even if it's the
And her self-esteem is not great, y'all.
But I think you see that she's like, oh, this is great. And you see the way Jesse's already controlling her. And she's like, I need to listen to you more. And that hurts your heart because she's not... Darcy does... We've said before, we bet it's fun to hang out with Darcy. I bet she's a fun person.
Oh, I would love to hang out with her.
But I don't think she can ever just... And I bet with her gaze, she's great.
Yeah, but when there's straight men
or her sister,
yeah. Oh,
she can't relax.
It's gonna be tit for tat.
Tit for that. I get it, Stace. I was blindfolded and I was worried about my eyelashes. It's fine.
So, Darce, what you gonna do?
Anyway. I don't know. Anyway,
so.
Yeah,
we are.
So then they're going to buy. Well, they have a very long 5-minute boring discussion about where to put the fucking luggage. So Poodle fell asleep, and then when I just splashed vodka on his face, he woke up and started licking his face, and I'm awake.
That's
and then
kind
he
of
noticed
exactly
he went, oh, they're riding bikes. And I went, yes,
so
they're riding bikes.
I think now is a good time when we're talking about riding bikes. Now is a good time for our favorite segment of 90 Days Theater.
It's true. And just set the scene. Jesse is taping on his phone, and he's like, babe, I want to show you a surprise. Oh, really? I love surprises. And then he walks up, and he shows, here it is, and it's a bike. And Darcy goes, babe. And I really thought she was going to say, what the fuck? Because her expression.
It's mommy and pop sized.
Mommy and poppy sized. So that is setting the scene. I'm going to get a drink of water because this hurts my voice.
You are really taking one for the team for doing
it's
that
true.
Darcy voice.
If so I get vocal damage because of Darcy, I'm suing.
I will be portraying Jesse, and Maddie will be portraying Darcy in this scenario. So we're riding bikes. So Darcy, you need to just get on your bike. You can follow me like this. And here we go.
Oh boy. Oh, well, this isn't like riding.
Catch up with me.
You know, they say you ride a bike, it's like next time. It's not like riding a dick.
You're falling behind. Come on.
Oh, excuse me. When do I ring the bell? Oh.
It's not that hard.
Watch out for the babies. Oh, those are cute babies. I want a baby. Get your baby in me, Jesse. Get your baby. My hands in my mouth.
I think I hear you queefing.
No, that's not me. Whoa, I'm getting out of breath. It's like a workout. It's
no,
a workout.
I told you. You must stop.
No, I can't. I can't do sharp turns.
And scene. I think this is the first time you've ever combined the fan scream with Darcy.
That hurts.
That hurt a lot. That hurt me.
What I wanted to play with this was...
That's Baby Elephant Walk, y'all.
Because I said, again, we're not going to say everything.
I used to play that on my keyboard.
Because we'll save it for our second tier Patreon people, that because they bless their hearts. They're thirsty. We love them. But I said... She was riding that back with her legs sprawling, and I said, she looks like when you run over a banana or get hit by a turtle in Mario Kart.
She does it like,
she looked, what's her name? Princess Peach, just yes. Out going, oh no! Y'all come at us if you like Mario Kart.
And then afterwards, she's like, yeah, he's just a little more alpha than I expected.
He was so weird.
Which is the translation meaning he's controlling and probably abusive.
He would say,
that's what that is.
Yeah, and he would say, come on, babe, finish me.
Yeah, it was weird. The whole vibe of the whole bike riding session was weird.
And then he said, well, he burns 55 calories.
Yeah, basically saying you're fat.
Yeah, it was not. And then, without a beat, Darcy like stretches. She's like, oh, I want to go to the Diamond Museum.
He's like, yes, we'll go to that soon.
But I already have one because I bought one to symbolize our love.
And Jesse's like, oh, I guess we're going to talk about this now.
Y'all, that was the beginning of the end right there. Right? You could see it on Jesse's face. I know.
This is
me
throwing the mic into my head.
I know.
Y'all, she's just, you can't do this. You can't talk to men like this.
I'm telling you, no filter.
You can't talk to straight men like this. You can't talk to gay men like this.
No.
You can't talk to anyone like this.
No.
I just can't believe, Stacey must have better game than she does. She has to.
Oh, Stacey has much more of a filter.
Yeah.
Than she does. Because she is, Darcy is the older one. And maybe if they have the same way that, sometimes I feel like I learned some of my mistakes of not to make by watching my older brother. Lord, I bet Luke has learned shit from watching you.
You know, my brother he is much more socially aware than I am. But I was always I'm not going to say this. This is not going to sound good, but I was always the more cerebral, intelligent one.
No, I know what you mean by that.
And my brother, though, when my brother would go into school, for everyone who doesn't know, my brother's 18 months younger than I am.
We call him Straight Jake because
he looks
Poodle.
He looks a lot like me.
But he's more attractive. Not that Poodle's not attractive, but I just don't think of Poodle that way.
Thanks!
No, you're attractive.
Thanks!
I didn't mean it. You're attractive.
No, you're not the only one who says that.
No, I mean that, he's just, he's cute to me, where you're just I'm going to shut up. You're very handsome.
Thank you.
Your eyes are pretty.
You're an asshole.
I'm going to pay for that.
Pretty girl.
But not
pretty,
this
girl.
Week.
Pretty girl.
I'm going to pay for that, 3 months from now, in March.
But my brother had to deal with
think you're handsome.
All of my teachers coming up and saying, I loved having your brother in class. And he would tell me, he's like, that was something I had to deal with every time.
And then they found out he wasn't gay and they went, well, he's not as fun. Shit.
Well, I was just, the teachers, y'all, the teachers.
Teachers, pet.
Teachers love a gay kid.
I want to be, they
because,
do.
Because here's the thing, a gay kid will do anything to please a teacher.
Because we.
Exhibit A to my left.
And exhibit B to my right.
No. I was a teacher's pet. The one, but this one to my left was a worse teacher's pet.
You know what though? It paid off because I never got student of the month in elementary or middle school.
Oh, I got it 3 months
or
straight.
Or high school because they said I talked too much. And then you know what?
I got that too.
My senior year, I got student of the year. So fuck all them fuckers.
I'm glad you're still not having problems.
And Maria Covey and I skipped that day we got it. We just went to my house and watched cartoons.
There we are.
That was it. Everybody else skips school with a beautiful woman and has sex. Not me. We went and watched DuckTales.
Woo!
Yeah, the old one.
So,
come on, baby, finish me.
I just want to say that we're
they're looking at the house.
The final thing they're looking at.
They look at the houses.
They're looking at the houses, and
it's
she's
beautiful.
Yeah, great place for a. I don't know, proposal.
I mean, there's a honeymoon suite. I'm like,
there's the
girl.
Honeymoon suite.
So then they go to the, they just walk to a restaurant, but Jesse, controlling Jesse's already criticizing her about
it's not good.
Why did you not wear sneakers? Granted, these are the shoes that got fucking stuck in the.
She's wearing her stiletto Louboutins.
And also, he told her, y'all, these are just fucking cobblestone streets.
Yeah, they're not good.
I have walked on heels in uneven pavement. It's not fun.
It's not.
And they were not Louboutins that were 6 inches.
Six inches?
What do you think her lower...
I had that one night.
What do you think her lower... Whoa! What do you think her lower back feels like? I'm concerned.
It probably feels like a bunch of rubber bands all tied together.
I bet she's never had a good massage.
She's also probably never had an orgasm.
Oh, yeah, I think she has.
Really?
Maybe not. Maybe Tania needs to give her some of her sex toys.
No, I think maybe, is that Darcy's problem? She's just never had a really good orgasm. She's looking, or she's never had an orgasm.
I think for people to have a really good...
Because there's a lot of women who've never had an orgasm.
Yes, I feel like for people that want to have a good orgasm, you need to be able to kind of relax and be in your
body.
And
you need to trust your partner.
And it's hard for her to be in her body.
Exactly. I really feel that way. I think she might not have never, because she's so worried about pleasing the guy she's with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. So
should we go back to when they're in his studio apartment with the weird decorations?
Just want to bring up one thing that we see with Darcy is when they're having dinner. And talk about, Darcy just goes in this monologue of, this is unreal. This is magical.
You're like my Prince Charming.
I drive 4,000 miles to see your penis. I mean, your face. And then she goes on, you're like my Prince.
He's like, everyone in America is trying a little too hard.
It's true. Like, Jesse's kind of calling her out on it.
You know, I will say, Jesse, although he has narcissistic tendencies big time, at least can see through what Darcy's giving him.
I think he sees it with other people and not himself.
Yeah, I agree.
But, y'all, because we're doing this today, that he posted a picture of him talking
on two phones.
Saying it was like hashtag so busy, hashtag hustle,
y'all,
hashtag model.
Hashtag asshole.
But
I hate him. I would hate fuck him. I'd still hate fuck him.
I wouldn't. But
I
then
would.
I love, though, that she says, like, I mean, she goes in that monologue. She's like, I just feel like I'm here. It's real. I'm actually living my life.
And yeah, I wrote Jesse that down. I'm living my life.
And then he jumped on that like, oh, wow, that's really profound. That's so deep. But I was like, oh, my God. Y'all are idiots. But, yes, that's all I wanted to say.
It was bad.
She asked him to change his Facebook. And the deal is that.
So now we should, we think we should talk about our Facebook statuses.
And he's like, all of my friends know.
All of my friends know that we are dating.
So why do I need to?
And y'all, to be fair, he's an aspiring quote unquote model. You don't want to be in a relationship as a model.
Because, y'all, what makes a popular model? Somebody you want to fuck.
Single and that you can message.
You look at that picture and you're like, ooh, I would fuck that model.
And you would get that Dutch dick.
You remember, ladies, come at us.
Get that Dutch dick.
Get that Dutch dick.
Get that Dutch dick.
Dutch dick. Dutch dick. Dutch dick. Dutch dick. Because, y'all, when y'all saw Lucky Van Oss in that Diet Coke commercial.
Oh, my God. And like, come at us if y'all remember. We are old because we're talking
that
about, that Diet Coke commercial.
And when you saw that in 1992, you thought, that man would fuck me, because that's what you think about a model.
Remember, he was the shirtless guy who
the
drank that.
The construction worker.
Yes, who drank that Diet Coke, y'all. Google Lucky Van Oss.
Yeah, you know, this is the difference of commercial actors. And now, he bought a restaurant on Hollywood Boulevard with that money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that now.
Lucky Devils.
Lucky Devils. It was good. I think it closed.
It's still open.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's a shortcut I take through.
Well, good for
him. It's mostly a douchey place.
I love, though, how she asked him how she's going to change, and he said no, and she said, nope, no pressure. I was just curious of your thoughts on it. Again, it's just, and then she launches into the confessional saying, I've never been able to change my status. If I do it, it's the real deal. On a fucking computer. Like,
it's not good.
I was watching this and I thought, you know, I've been in a relationship almost 5 years and I don't even think I've even thought about my fucking Facebook status. Y'all, if someone is concerned about what their Facebook status is, that's a red flag. They're not living in the real world.
I think for some people, that's a status thing to show that you're not actively seeking out other people.
I disagree.
But no, I'm just saying that's what it is for some people.
I mean, maybe for some people. I think for a lot of people, which in Darcy's that point, they use that as a symbolism, or they use that to show status of they were able to be with somebody and someone loves them.
I totally agree.
There's probably both sides.
There are some people who see a single Facebook status as, they don't take our relationship seriously.
That's true as well.
So, because I was in a relationship last year where I was told by this person that I think we should get off apps and we should change our Facebook status to single or committed.
He's not with that guy now, y'all. If that tells you anything.
That's true. That was Jonesy.
And let me guess, you said no.
I said no. I said this is premature.
See, that was good.
This is premature, and he had like a fit one night and just like kind of like ended it, and I was so happy he did. Even though he's a lovely person, and I just was not, I could not see myself with him in the long term.
Well, you weren't ready, and you're still a virgin.
I'm still a virgin, saving
yourself because you don't want to be. You're like chewing gum.
When I have my first time, I want it to be special.
Yeah, you don't want to be like used gum.
Y'all, the condom company Trojan has a great
commercial.
Ad company where they just all used gum and saying you're not used.
Yeah, people aren't used. Y'all, if somebody says your virginity or your sex life is used gum, you tell them to tweet me so I can say fuck off.
Y'all, tell them to listen to our show because we will come after their
fucking
ass.
We are sex positive.
Mm-hmm.
Sex positive.
So we're back in their house.
Turn off the lights, sweet dog, because tonight
we're
going to fuck.
We're back in this weird Eurotrash fuck pad. And it's weird, and there's still, like, green flames going on. There's still balloons floating around the floor. And Jesse's like, why don't you take your makeup off?
But I'm going to go to bed. Why would you want to see me
beautiful? I want to see you very natural.
Yes, but this is me natural. This is what, like, literally, this is the
color of my
eyeshadow.
Is there any way you could
take
off your eyelashes?
No, I fucking Gorilla Glue these bitches. Like, they won't come off.
And then time passes. She goes to the bathroom, wipes off one layer of makeup.
One layer of makeup and not her eyeshadow. And he's like,
he goes,
babe, you want
you're
me to come?
So much beautiful.
But even before, it's so much beautiful.
So
he
much
He even says
beautiful.
To her, she goes to wipe off her makeup. He's like, babe, you want me to help you?
She's like,
and he said,
I can do it.
No, but then he said, I don't know if you caught this. He said, I'm a good wiper. And she said, I bet you are.
Y'all. Darcy
so
and Jesse
weird.
Are into
so
scat.
Weird.
It's official.
Y'all, they're
into
shit play.
If y'all don't know what scat is,
you can Google,
Google it at
but
work.
Do not do it at work because Pam from HR will come for you.
Pam will come for
y'all,
you.
Y'all, she's got cameras. We know it.
And we actually have some Pams that are in HR, the Sissy Squad. And if you're listening to this, if you ever had to come to someone for scat, tell us about it.
Y'all,
I want to hear that story.
If you are a great HR person, come for us.
Ooh, I want to know, HR people, what are the worst things you ever caught people doing?
Ooh. And I bet it's like child porn and some shit.
So last episode, one of our episodes, we did hashtag deathbed secrets. So this time, let's do hashtag HR secrets.
HR secrets.
I love that.
Because we got some HR people in the squad.
We got some HR people. And you know what? I think HR is one of those things, like, we tease about Pam and HR, but there are some really great HR, because when you have good HR person, it makes your whole job
so much
better.
And we have, but unfortunately, HR draws, like, a lot of times, a very negative person.
Yeah, and it depends on the field. It's getting better.
Yeah.
But agreed. Agreed.
So we're going to move on, y'all,
to
our next lonely heart.
We're thinking that they had sex. So, yeah. Our next lonely heart
is Paul.
Oh, Paul.
So, Paul.
Paul and then Karini, but
Paul
for now.
Paul's traveled for 2 days, and he's swiping at mosquitoes that aren't there, y'all.
He's looking fucking crazy. He looks like he's trying to get a role in The Joker or some shit.
Paul is definitely like one pipe bomb away from bombing an abortion clinic. I have said that before.
He
something
is
going to
be that old man in his 60s that's going to tell you that the government is going to bomb your house with gas.
And then he checks his pulse as he's waiting for people, which is fucking crazy.
He's a hypochondriac.
We go back 1 hour earlier, a couple hours earlier, and I'm just wondering, why is Karini late picking him up? Does he get in early?
They probably don't have clocks. She's probably looking at the sun trying to figure out what time it is. She was like, okay, well,
they have clocks. She's got a fucking phone.
I don't know. I feel like she's
got an iPhone.
It's over the river. It's over the tall oak tree.
And through the woods and to grandmother's house we go.
And the tree shadow hasn't hit the creek yet, so it must be 12:20.
No, she knows. She's just on Brazilian time.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Hey, if you're on Brazilian time and you got that D, take all the time you want.
That D is like, exactly. Y'all, Brazilian D is way up there on
it's
the dick
way chain. Up there. But anyway, instead, she's just opening up her room and her little.
I've just got to say that I love that Karini lives in a room with her name on it like she's in some fucking college dorm.
You know, I thought that too. I kind of thought
like she's got her name spelled out.
Because how old is she?
She's 20 something.
I feel like y'all, if you're over the age of 24,
but that's something you do in like a college dorm.
If you're over the age,
just to
I'm
remind
say,
people
actually,
of your name.
You know what? I'm gonna say 22. If you're 22 or older, take your name off your door.
I agree with that. Maybe that's to remind her parents what her name is.
Now maybe if you and your partner have like your initials and an ampersand sign on your door, that's not my style.
It's
but
still
that
a weird bedroom thing.
But that I can accept, but not your name.
Not your name. Not your name in like birthday party letters.
Exactly.
It was strange.
It was not great.
So Karini's obviously a gringo lover because she loves tall, which Paul is not.
Ojos azul.
Blue eyes.
That was Spanish though, not Portuguese.
Yeah, exactly. And then she wipes on a bunch of purple lipstick, which is questionable for the day. We've already talked about that.
Hey Siri, how do you say blue eyes in Portuguese?
In Brazilian Portuguese, blue eyes is olhos azuis.
That's gorgeous. Olhos azuis.
My Siri's bilingual.
Finally.
It's bi.
That's not the only thing your Siri is.
Wow, look at you, Siri.
That Siri floats both ways.
That Siri fucking showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She can come to my next orgy.
It's true.
Anyway.
Let me see. Maybe she can. Hold on. Siri, how do you say fuck me harder in Portuguese?
Forte.
Siri can't come to your next
orgy. You know what? Next time I go to Brazil, Siri is going to be my wingman or wingwoman.
Wow. Wow, you just opened yourself to so much more diseases now. Good for you.
Anyway, so Karini does show up.
She does.
She does a weird like hug with Paul. Which doesn't look interesting. It's more like, I guess, because you're here, I'll like hug
you. He just keeps patting her.
She's patting you like your grandmother would pat you on the back.
No, he's patting her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It was very weird. It reminded me of when my grandmama used to go, hi, baby doll.
Your grandma Hazel?
My grandmama Hazel. Yeah, that's what we called her grandmama.
This is the same one that was thrown by a tornado.
And she was, and she was never the same. That's when she got mean. That tornado threw her 200 yards, and she got mean, y'all.
I never tire of hearing the fact that someone's grandmother was actually thrown
she
by
was
a tornado.
She was scared to death of storms and driving at night ever since. Because
it was
in the night. They didn't know it was coming. They just swooped her up.
They just scooped her up?
Well, yeah. If it's like, if we have
was she outside?
No, she's in her house. If you're in tornadoes in the middle of the night, you just think it's a
storm.
She
was in it picked up her house?
Yes. Yes.
That's like full on Dorothy shit, y'all.
Yes, it's true.
And Grandma Hazel was never the same.
Tornadoes at night are a little scary because you can't see them at all. Do they? You don't have tornadoes where you're from, do you?
No, we do, but not as much as you have.
No,
and we don't have a culture of them.
We're in the middle of. I miss them.
No one misses tornadoes.
Oh, I die. Oh.
No.
Oh, contraire.
No.
Y'all, come at me if you miss tornadoes.
No.
Come at us in the Sissy Squad.
I would like to say that we do Paul is driving. They're driving to Carini's family. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's so different from back home. Yeah, it is, because it's a fucking third world country.
Well, he said it's almost like a third world country.
It is.
It is a fucking third world country.
The middle of the Amazon in Brazil? Yeah. Their malaria rates are through the roof.
Yeah, it is.
Paul says hand wash.
Hand wash. This is something that bugged me. I don't really have a lot about them, because not a lot happened. But I just want to say this. Paul is from the South.
He is from Kentucky.
I want you to think about, as a Southern woman, I mean man, being raised.
Yeah.
If you were in the South, and let's say you were sitting at a table at a restaurant, and a female walked to the table, what would you do?
You would stand up.
Paul didn't even get up as his love walked to him.
He's
just sitting there slapping himself.
He has severe... He's possibly on the spectrum. He has something wrong with him.
Well, he's also probably tired, and I get it, but you want to meet this... Like,
he has
fucking singeing that shit and run towards her.
He has a personality disorder. Like, something's wrong with him.
I think he... I don't think it's more on the spectrum is more as like, I think Paul's a little like psychotic.
I might agree with that.
I think that's what it is.
He's not normal in his reaction to other
people.
Like,
I could see him like hurting a rabbit and not seeing it like be in pain.
I just think.
Cut to, he burned down his ex-girlfriend's house, y'all.
Y'all, that bitch likes fire.
Fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire. I also said when Paul walks, he kind of bends over. And y'all remember the Smurfs with Gargamel?
Yeah.
Paul walks and runs just like Gargamel.
It's true.
With those big shoes, like, oh, I'm going to get your Smurfs to the last thing I do. Oh, Papa Smurf, you're so sexy with your beard. Azrael, let me fuck your kitty hole.
That is gross. Okay, we cannot promote bestiality, even if it's cartoon bestiality, on our podcast.
Too late.
I'm so glad this is.
You're not going to edit that.
I'm so glad this is a Patreon and not the free episode that everybody listens to.
So you're telling me you're going to edit my I Want to Fuck Your Kitty Hole?
No, I'm not. But please don't post that in the Sissy Squad.
Y'all, come at us if you think Gargamel wanted to fuck Azrael.
I was already shocked because I was surprised that you made Gargamel actually gayer than he actually was.
Oh, Smurfette, the woman I created. It was really creepy.
Can we move on to our next Lonely Heart, please?
Yes.
Y'all.
My name's Courtney. That's how I'm going to refer to her. I'm going to talk like this.
I'm actually excited to meet her because...
My name's Courtney.
Because she might be the dumbest person we've ever seen on these shows.
Have you ever seen the show? If you've ever seen...
I don't know. She doesn't have a Southern accent, y'all, but this is how I'm going to do her.
If you've ever seen the show, The Hills, I have eyes just like Audrina.
She does have eyes just like Audrina.
Call their ceiling eyes, where they just kind of stare up at the ceiling the whole time. Her eyes are so vacant, y'all.
She does have Sarah Brightman eyes for opera queens.
She does.
Y'all,
so
I just want to say
Courtney is stupid as the day is long,
stupid,
y'all.
And immediately Jake and I are seeing, y'all, this is our world. I just want to talk about that kitchen. First of all, Mama Jane is, hey, baby doll, I got a ranch dip. Yeah.
She's like,
where'd you get it? Oh, yeah.
You missed it last night. They're very Midwestern.
They got a new Normix down at Walmart, and I just mixed it in the ranch.
You missed last night. We made the best ranch dip.
The best ranch dip.
And you know what we put it on? We put it on some pretzels.
Some pretzels.
We put it on some pretzels. It was good. And she's like, that sounds great.
Courtney, can you see the Keurig in the corner and the bread maker in the other corner? Those are my mama's canisters countertop.
That Courtney needs to step away from Latisse.
She does.
Like, y'all, she's taking Latisse or something, y'all, because there's so much eyelash
there.
She's
fucking poured that shit on her eye.
Yeah, something's going on.
I think the real, the saddest people in here are just poor Jane and Fred, who more, two more aptly named people I've never met. First of all, I love that Jane is like 2 feet taller than Fred.
Yeah.
And she's got that hair where the bangs just come out the front and kind of part the wall. I call it Moses hair, where it looks
it
like
is.
It was just parted.
It is kind of like that.
Mrs. Word used to have that hair.
She had long,
my seventh grade teacher who
wait,
actually,
Mrs. Word as in W-O-R-D?
That was her last name, Word. Ironically, she taught math. Look at that. She did. She taught. No, it's true. One of my favorite teachers, Mrs. Word. She's beautiful. But she did. She taught.
Sorry.
She taught algebra. I flunked algebra. She tried.
And, I'm dying.
But I wish she would have taught English.
Shut up.
She taught math. Yeah.
I want to move
She had
in.
A really hot son, and he died of an aneurysm just out of the blue in his 20s.
Why
just
do
died.
All Southern stories?
I know.
Sadly,
she
y'all.
Just posted him the other thing, and I said, I think of him all the time. His name was Luke Word. Bless his. And his sister, his sister now owns the house. No, it's true. His sister now owns the house that Rue McClanahan grew up in, and y'all, Rue McClanahan played Blanche on the Golden Girls, and she's from my hometown of Ardmore.
Wow.
Anyway,
which is. Probably a national landmark for the town.
Oh, yeah. You can Airbnb it and stay in it.
Can we move on?
Sure.
I'm just disturbed by what I heard.
Sure. And you know what?
So, y'all,
God bless Luke Word.
Let's move on to her. I wrote down, she's the dumb, loyal, lovable friend of the group. She's the Karen, like, of Mean Girls.
She is the Karen of Mean Girls.
She's the one
she really
the
is.
Girls go, we love her, but she's dumb. And
she is. And she quit her job. She traveled the world. And
she met Antonio.
And she got on dating
apps. There's always an Antonio.
Y'all, we don't know what to say because we...
We haven't watched this, y'all.
And we're not looking at spoilers. So, like, when we watch the Patreon video, those are our genuine reactions because we never watch
it. If Antonio is not a catfish, I will be floored.
Which, because Poodle said he can't be real. And I said, yeah, he can't be real. And then I looked at him and said, but there was Maria.
That's true.
The best reveal in reality show history.
We lost our minds.
We should have taped that. I would have just, you would just seen me like shitting my pants and sitting in it.
They've never
video chatted.
They've never Skyped, so she's never heard his
never
voice.
Never heard of his voice. Nothing.
So he could be like, hey there.
Or he could be like,
hey there, Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
I love you.
Hi, Courtney. You know, I think that's
really I love pretty blonde girls.
I love your blue eyes. You're so pretty.
Anyway.
Do you like Madonna?
That's what I think. You know what I want to say? Y'all, I was kind of worn out when I started tonight because Poodle, this is a sidetrack, shocker, but Poodle and I had a very exciting day.
We did. It was very exciting.
My friend works on the James Corden show, the Late Late Show. We went to see it, and the guest-
We saw Julie Andrews.
Julie
and
Andrews.
Kristen Bell.
And y'all, very few people excite us like Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
Especially Poodle.
I'm very overstimulated.
So I was a little, but I have to say, I'm sitting here right now doing this. I love doing this show. Actually, I don't know if it makes me a horrible person. It kind of brings me back to life.
This brings me back to life. I love doing this show with you.
I do too. I feel awake and reborn, kind of like I would feel if Antonio put his dick in me. the fake one, not the real one.
The only person I would love to be doing this show with you with more is Antonio.
That's fair, and I'm not offended. I'm not offended
and
at all.
And maybe Sinjin from who would be so much fun.
Our sissy squad is split on them. Truly split.
I agree.
Some people think he's so hot, and other people just don't get it. I like that we were commenting on that picture of him in the swimming suit, and we kept talking about his dick, and other people started talking about his dick, and then one straight guy was like, wait, I don't get it. I don't see it.
Y'all,
like we could
straight
see his
people
dick.
Have to work harder than anybody else on Sissy Squad.
Especially straight
you gotta
men.
You got to work hard to pick
like
up
that we,
the,
when
pick
we
up what we're putting down.
I like when we say straight people, we mean straight men because all the women are basically gay.
Oh, the
gay.
Women are straight, but they're gay.
They're gay. They love us.
They're
love them.
They're like gay guys.
They are.
Yeah, almost all the women in our Sissy Squad could, they're genetically female, but they're big gays.
They're big gays. We love them for it. We love them. Anyway, y'all, so she has met him on the dating app. They have never talked in person or on the phone, and they've never video chatted because he just doesn't have time. He's so busy
way
being a model.
Too busy being a model.
An erotic model.
And being...
Do we know how long they've been together?
We don't.
Because we don't know
they
that.
They also say that he's an erotic model. And we also find out that she was catfished before by someone pretending to be a Bollywood star.
And she's so stupid.
Y'all, this her bitch friend, is dumb.
Her friend literally just
said,
Googled
no,
Bollywood star.
No, it's a Bollywood star.
Okay, this is what I feel like.
And Karen goes, oh, sorry.
This is the deal with Courtney, is that... Y'all, she's going to be that bitch that she's going to, like, go up to us and say, y'all, I'm in love with this guy. Oh, really? Yes. And we're going to say, what's his name? And she's going to be like, oh, he's so beautiful. He has long hair, blue eyes. His name is Jordan Catalano. And then we look, and it's going to be a picture of Jonathan Taylor Thomas when he played that gay swimmer and was really hot.
Ooh, that was hot.
Remember that movie?
Yes, that was so hot.
And we were going to be like, nope, that's the guy from Tool Time. And she'll say, no, it's not. It's my boyfriend, Jordan Catalano.
And she'll, like, flip her eyelashes and, like, blow you back.
Yeah.
The only other thing I had about her is that her friend says, she's like, I'm going to do some FBI on him.
Her friends that are very defensive of her.
They're very defensive of her.
Very, y'all.
It's a great term. So they find out he's into erotic modeling, as they say. He's got his ass showing out, and he's got, like, handcuffs in one
place.
Y'all, it looks like gay porn.
It looks like gay erotica.
And not that I have any experience with gay erotica at all.
This episode of 90 Day Gays is brought to you by Sean Cody's. If you use the discount code www.SeanCody.com/fuckmeharder.
Y'all, here's the thing about gay porn with Sean Cody lately. It is not as good as it used to be.
Nah, I agree with that.
Sean Cody has fallen.
We're in a downward spiral porn because of OnlyFans and amateur me.
OnlyFans has ruined everything.
And payformydick.com. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
And paytowatchmefuck.com.
And we, Poodle and I still say, we just want to make a web dating website. Screw your faces. Screw your title. Screw your fun. It's just called picklefinder.net.
Picklefinder.net. Not .com.
Not .com.
Because .net is where it's at.
And it's just dicks, y'all. We're just getting to it.
And sometimes
just
you're
dicks.
Just looking at dicks because sometimes you just need a dick.
Sometimes you feel like a dick. Sometimes you
and
don't.
And that's the slogan. Sometimes you just need a dick.
Pickle Finder's got dicks.
Picklefinder.net.
Net. Thank you.
So you y'all, when you're looking for a dick,
you just sing the intermittal of Reading Rainbow.
Picklefinder.
Reading Rainbow.
Pickle Finder.
Uncut dick in the sky. I can go twice as high.
Take a look. It's in his pants. It's Pickle Finder.
Pickle Finder. Sorry, I can't fuck anywhere. Dicks to go, because I'm a hoe. The Pickle Finder.
Sorry. So
wow.
Check out picklefinder.net as our sponsor.
Somewhere LeVar Burton is driving in his car going.
And just pulling off the road and going, faggots.
Faggots. Fuck. Fuck.
I think LeVar Burton's an ally.
I think so, too.
I think he likes
anyway,
gay
y'all, Courtney's
an idiot. If y'all know LeVar Burton,
come
at
us.
Anyway,
but
Courtney's
really,
an idiot. She's got Audrina eyes. She's a dumbass.
And y'all, calling all prayer warriors for Fred and Jane because they just want to love Jesus and play bingo on Saturday night, but instead they got to deal with
some ranch dip.
Yep, and they and you know though they are clearly older parents too, so you know they probably had her as a surprise.
Yeah,
and
she
were
was
like,
a surprise.
God gave us this as a gift, and now they're like,
and now she's like,
me.
They're like, and mom's like, I shouldn't have smoked weed when I had
she's
her
like,
during
yeah,
that pregnancy. Y'all, our last. Lonely Heart of tonight is Sean, y'all.
Sean
who's
Abby.
Gone to see Abby.
Not a lot happened with him this one.
He still looks like your assistant librarian.
He does. Who, like we said, works in indexing. It's really just a lot of weird compliments of Sean saying, "You're the most beautiful woman in the world. You're everything I've ever wanted."
And
you're
like
so
closing
gorgeous.
In on her face and staring at her eyes. It's weird.
I feel like they literally suck each other's lips. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Abby's like, it was like I was thirsty for cash. I mean, water. And then now I found water.
And at one point she says,
do you think she's actually like in it for love, or do you think, because she did cry a lot when they met.
I honestly don't know. I think someone that young can convince themselves of a lot.
Ooh, that's fair. I agree with that.
I will say that we've talked about before, he's concerned about Chris, as we've talked about before, is Gary Shandling's less talented brother.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. I'm Chris.
I can't wait to hear what he talks
fish
like.
Big fish lips.
I hope he has a speech impediment.
The next thing we see is they're laying on the bed, and Sean's like, want to see all the clothes I got you? She's like, yes!
Panty fight!
So anyway, then he pours all the panties out of his suitcase, and they're like, we're here to see you!
Oh my gosh! We're here to resell for 3 times the value! I'm gonna get sold to some Haitian bush, and I bet they don't have trimmers down here.
Nope!
It's all au naturel. I'm going to suffocate.
Y'all, because there's 190 pairs of panties.
190 pairs. They literally, when he poured them all over, we could hear them go, wee. Yes. That's a pretty good panty impression. I like it.
Anyway, so.
But you know what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
But Sean does reveal he has put, quote unquote, $12,000 into this relationship. I'm still not clear about what that sounds like and what that means.
Between, if you're a woman watching this show, it does kind of make, especially if you're from a not great country, you are kind of like, damn, I found my new career path. Because American men are fucking dumb and loaded, and the shit they will do for pussy across the way is beyond.
I agree. Magic pussy.
Magic pussy.
Magic pussy.
My voice is almost gone from all that Darcy. Anyway, y'all, and the last quote, she inspires him so much, though, it makes it worth it for him.
Well, he also says, I love you, and her response is, I love you back.
I love you back. It was weird.
And he also calls her... his Caribbean goddess, which is really like racially tinged and gross.
I didn't like that. That was almost like my coworker who brought a vase of flowers today. And she's like, isn't this vase pretty? It's got these figures on it. And it literally had black people on it in banana leaves with spears. And I said, where did you get that from? It was my friend Sarah, who's so like, doesn't think that way.
She's
like
Mormon.
Like heads in the clouds and a lovely person. And I said, where did you get that? She's like, oh, they were selling them at the Jewish thrift store. It's like, you got to take that home, girl, and trash that.
Anyway,
well,
y'all,
speaking of trash, we got through this trash show. I think that's the end of our Patreon.
And
we
do our time warp segment.
Let's do the time warp again.
Why can't you ever do the melody?
I forget every time.
Can you please do it again? Here's the key. Let's do the time warp again. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's do the time warp again.
Thank you for doing it right once.
You're welcome.
So what happened at this time when this episode aired?
You know what? I'm looking up the date right now. Sadal.
I wish we had done that before.
Why don't you stall?
I'm Sadal. Is that what you're saying? Anyway, y'all.
Tell everybody how good Julie Andrews looked.
Julie Andrews looked good. Y'all, I will say, Julie Andrews is showing signs of age. And that's disturbing to me and to everyone else in that audience. Even though her voice was still kind of low and throaty, you felt like she could at any minute, like, listen to anybody and, like, comment on something.
And I feel like when you say she's so in age, not that she, like, looks bad. It's
no,
just,
you just,
she
just
looks
she's older.
Older. Yeah, she's getting
in her
older.
70s.
Okay, this episode was... Well, I know it came out sometime.
Here we go.
Oh, God. It just... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Please. Okay, if it was... What year was it,
oh,
at least?
Here we go. August 27th, 2007.
Ooh, 2007? Oh, wait. No, 17.
Not 17. Not August 27th. It was August 20th, 2017.
Oh, what was I doing then?
What were you doing August 20th, 2017?
You know what I think? The month of August, especially late in the month, is always kind of hot. Mm-hmm. So I'm always on, let's call them the gay slutty switchboard, also known as the apps. And I'm always trying to find someone with air conditioning. And one night, I was invited by...
I think it was
the 20th. I was invited by a gay couple to come over to their air-conditioned house. And they had a fucking sling up and everything.
Oh, really?
But strangely enough, they were playing all night long. They were playing Golden Girls episodes. And I just wanted to watch Golden Girls. I just heard nothing in the background. I just heard... And the foreground, I just heard, "Oh, Rose, are you really going to do that? Stay with this guy?" And I just sat there watching. It's the first time I've ever chosen Golden Girls over the sling.
With your clothes on or off?
Shock. Strangely off. I don't really get that either.
Yeah. Just making sure.
Not that I jerked off the Golden Girls, but.
You know, some people have.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, someone has.
Yeah.
Y'all, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I know I say that I'm from Oklahoma, but for a bit I used to live in a logging community in Montana. A lot of people don't know that. And it was in August, that's when a lot of our neighbors have a barn raising. And so just because we just help them build their barns because we got to prepare for the winter. And so I, along with, I have, a lot of people don't know this too about me, but I have six brothers. And there was this, these group of ladies in town that we thought were just, that my brothers wanted to fuck them. I just wanted to do their makeup, but still I wanted to be around them.
Yeah.
So we thought we went to this barn raising dance.
And the dance, yeah.
And it was a dance. And lo and behold, there was this group of other guys there that they were all gay, so they wanted to do their makeup as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we got into a makeup war. And we ended up dancing on logs, of course, these women, and at the same time doing their eyeshadow.
And
literally twirling. And I didn't know I could twirl on a log and do a woman's cat eye at the same time.
And this was filmed, and it was called Seven Queers for Seven Queer Deers.
Exactly. It was great.
The sequel to Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Usually they play it on Logo like at 1 a.m.
Yeah. That's I
anyway,
that.
Real story, y'all. Anyway, that was our time warp. Let's do the time warp again. Anyway, y'all, that's our show for the day. We appreciate you so much. Hey, thank you so much, Patreon subscribers, because we just want to shout you out and say not only are you support us with your thoughts and love, but we appreciate that you support us in helping us do what we've been dreaming of doing.
And doing more content for you guys, which we are dreaming about
doing.
It's
really exciting, and we appreciate
it. We're one step closer to quitting our day jobs, y'all.
One step closer to only sucking the dicks we want to suck. You know, we got to remember that.
I'm close. Only sucking the dicks we want to suck. God, that'll be a wonderful day when I don't have to suck corporate dicks.
Yep, that's true.
Anyway, y'all, don't forget our other shows on the podcast network, Sissy That Talk, going.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Sweet Tea, which is our Southern Charm podcast on Bravo.
Yes, and don't forget Bitchcraft, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
And there's also River Males, which is our Riverdale podcast on the CW. you.
Also, I want to mention, because some of you listen to Riverdale. Oh, and there's also Dear Maddie shows, the advice podcast. But I want to mention, some people are starting to talk in the Sissy Squad group, in the Facebook group, which if you're not part of that, join the Sissy Squad
join
group.
Join the Sissy Squad.
We just want to say, the Sissy Squad is not just for 90 Day Fiancé.
It's you for watch River Males.
River Males, Southern Charm.
Bitchcraft, Southern so, Charm, Dear Maddie.
If you're into Riverdale, come into, there's somebody that posts about it today.
Yeah.
And I was like, come
at
them.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody. Yes. Mm-hmm. So please do that.
As long we like, one thing we'd like to say is, if you think when you're about to post something, you're like, if this is relevant, yeah.
Sure.
This is for us.
If not, our moderator, Jackie, will
she's
just
gonna
take
get
it
on
down
your ass
and send you a very nice email about mm-hmm. it. Anyway, you can find all that at our website, sissythattalk.com.
And you can find our merch.
Yeah.
Y'all,
oh, I forgot our merch.
Go to our fucking merch site. Just do MERCH. That's how I
just
say that.
Just go
right
to sissythattalk.com and you'll see the, because it takes them to just go to the website and you'll see the merch tag.
I don't understand how it works.
Clearly. Okay, we went to the Facebook book group, but last but not
and
least,
y'all, please, lastly, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
I think you like that more than sucking a dick.
It's a toss up. Because the, you know what? Well, they both provide a really good result at the end.
They do. They do.
You know, because I love a good review and I love a good come in my face. It's hard to tell.
I hope one day your mother listens to this show.
No, she goes, oh, my son, what is he saying?
If we see that, like, that your mother, that we see Miss Anthony joins Patreon, all of a sudden you're going to get an announcement. Our Patreon's
no,
shutting down.
Y'all, if my mother listens, I will totally, no, I won't be able to do anything.
Scared, just say it.
Y'all need to scare my mother
so
away
please
from this
review
shit.
5 stars, and remember, if you don't know
it's
what
it's the best part of our day,
and
y'all.
It's important that you leave 5 stars and write something. So if you don't know anything
even
to write,
say,
just
keep going
Queens, because that's what we're doing. Y'all, remember, we do this show because really, even Darcy, these people are just lonely hearts. And
even
aren't we,
Darcy.
Aren't we all lonely hearts just looking for love?
We are. And remember, y'all, if you are looking for love in all the wrong places and you decide to get a 90 Day Fiancé,
call us.